It started with a small garden at an acreage near Garrettson in southeast South Dakota. A doctor and her family have gradually created a sustainable lifestyle, living off the land and sharing that lifestyle with others. Visitors are not only welcome, they're encouraged to get their hands dirty and learn how to do it themselves. Tom Hansen has this story.
Get out of your vehicle at this farm near Garrettson, and chances are you'll get a warm and fuzzy welcome. Dr. Beth Jensen and her family adopted these orphan lambs. They're just a few of the dozens of animals on the farm and are part of a program created by the Jensens called Glean for Good. Glean means leftover crops.
Yeah, this is where we collect our eggs.
The Jensens are living off the land, doing everything from growing vegetables to making their own maple syrup.
This vision started out like literally as seeds and saplings and has grown into something in which there's a place to come, experience this kind of life out here, and has become a teaching ground so that especially the generation of my own kids are able to come out and see that they can do that for themselves.
The idea was born out of a doctor's concern for the health and well-being of her patients. She now lives a lifestyle she can share.
Gradually, at a pace that we can keep up with, has allowed us to have this more sustainable lifestyle and has allowed us to be outside more, be more physically active, be more connected with our own family, our immediate family, but also within the community.
Jensen says reaching out to kids is especially rewarding. They get to see, smell, feel, and hear animals like Tank, the Coonie Coonie pig.
And then, yeah, the kids love to eat off of. So sometimes if I dump the food and it lands on top of Tank, then the kids will jump right on him. But they all get along so well. It's just kind of a miracle.
Before the pandemic, Jensen welcomed groups of children roaming the grounds and meeting the animals.
Oh, yeah, you want to go climb that mulberry bush and pick some berries? Go ahead. You want to go chase around the lambs around the house a couple times? That's fine. There's really no way for them to get into much trouble out here, and that's by design.
Because of COVID-19, the extensive tours are on hold. So Dr. Beth is taking Glean for Good into people's homes over the internet via Zoom. During a scheduled Glean screen session, as she calls it, classes, groups, and gatherings of all sizes get up close and personal with the animals, like Ginger, the llama. She's the farm's most popular animal.
Nice. So what's her personality like? Who is Ginger?
So Ginger is, so in general, she's pretty shy. But once we catch her, she loves the camera.
Virtual tours are about learning, but also having fun.
And I also have really enjoyed just trying to customize the experience so that the animals are maybe doing something, wearing something, that's especially fun. I don't know if you noticed, but one of our lambs is wearing a PBS shirt. I don't think he came up to me. Let's see here. So, but, you know, to just kind of discover these fun little things. And yeah, are you a friend of public broadcasting? Look at you. But we would love to really open this up to the rest of the world. And so I just, if nothing else, I just want people to know we have a sense of humor about it. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we really hope that people just want to be a part of this with us. And that's it.
If you want to check out the virtual tours, head to gleanforgood.net. You can currently take small family groups to the farm to help with chores. Those wanting more information about living a sustainable lifestyle can also find Dr. Jensen's blog on the website. Thanks to Tom Hansen for that report.